we're going to meet a young Jamaican musician now named Shamar McNaughton, who goes by the name Chronix. He's 24, and he's done a lot without releasing a full-length album. He's performed twice on Jimmy Fallon's show and at big events like Coachella, Glastonbury, and Central Park Summer Stage. Now he has finally come out with his first album, Boz Dreisinger reports.
He's been dubbed the leader of Jamaica's roots revival movement, an island-wide return to old-school reggae. But does this sound like reggae? Chronix calls it black experimental music, influenced by everything from gospel and funk to ska and electronic music.
Remember that black people in the Western world, our last names are Smith and Brown and McIntosh. So we literally had to experiment with our soul to create music, because in opposed to the people in West Africa who grew up with thousands and thousands of years of musical practice and the freedom to practice those ancient cultural music, we had to dig deep in our souls to find it.
Jamaica is a place that Chronix says has long been influenced by many sounds. Ska was shaped by New Orleans jazz, reggae by American soul, blues, and funk, dancehall by hip-hop, and vice versa. Chronix taps into all of these traditions.
All part of the same family tree, trust me. I personally can't even see the difference sometimes, and it's just the cultures and the language that is different. But the beat, the heartbeat remain the same. Give me a beat and a mic. Ready for the studio device. No. When me put that song up on my timeline. No, me not do it for the likes, but me tell them. Jamaican music, you know, as much as it has shaped a lot of popular music from around the world, the same is vice versa, you know. So when Jamaican music was just evolving into reggae music, you have a lot of artists doing covers of R&B music. Majesty, for instance, on the album, the original track is done by the Spinners, and that soulful, rock steady, lovers rock kind of sound, it comes from fusion of all different kind of music.
It's no surprise that Chronix knows his musical history, says DJ Max Glazer of New York's Federation Sound System. He co-produced a mixtape with Chronix last year and has toured with him a lot.
He's someone that listens to a lot of music. He's not only a singer, he's a producer and an engineer, so he's really interested in technology. He likes learning about things and just trying different things.
And Glazer says that approach is attracting a diverse crowd.
A Chronix show brings out the hardest of hardcore reggae fans, it brings out college kids, it brings out racially a very mixed crowd, white people, black people. I watch everything from small children with their parents to grandparents there.
Chronix's own family has a lot to do with his approach to music. His father is dancehall artist Chronicle, who had a string of hits in the early 1990s.
In the name of the Lord, my God is, yes, is real, my God is real. Of the Lord, my God is, yes, is real, my God is real. Way.
Chronicle explains where his son got his stage name.
He go to school and say, that's Chronicle's son. So his friend just say, Chronix. Everywhere he go, Chronicle's son. In the street, Chronicle's son. Church, Chronicle's son. He goes to the studio and him said, I'm Chronicle's son. All doors open.
Chronicle's son began writing music at age 6. Songs, he says, about justice and equity and upliftment. And he was producing and mixing at 15. His father turned his home into a kind of Jamaican partridge family, giving his kids props as instruments and telling them to imagine palm trees were the audience.
My kids, them always singing. And sometimes I said, Jamar, that's Chronix, you do the lead. Stacey and Kenisha, Andre, you put on the harmony. So I gave Jamar a Guinness bottle.
Guinness bottles to you as mics.
And gave Stacey and Che and Kenisha the brooms and the map.
My sister them had to use the map stick as them backup mic and build them choreography and You know, we had to perform. He taught us how to perform and how to dance on stage and
how to talk to the audience.
Learning our father's music brought us closer to our authentic cultures as Spanish Town people, people who born and grew in the inner city of Jamaica in the ghetto. And it gives you a sense of what that feels like and what, how to express that through music.
Chronic says that's now his duty. He's come a long way from Guinness bottles and mop handles. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.
And when the truth hits painfully, that's when you know if you're really who you claim to be. For so long we've been denied, rejected and ruined.